we must press on with our strategy of living with COVID-19. What next steps must we now take? To start off with, and most fundamentally, we need to update our mindsets. We should respect COVID-19, but we must not be paralyzed by fear. Let us go about our daily activities as normally as possible, taking necessary precautions and complying with SMMs. With vaccinations, COVID has become a treatable, mild disease for most of us. This is especially so if you are young, or even if you are not so young, but fully vaccinated. The threat of COVID is now mainly to seniors, 60 and above if you are not vaccinated, or 80 and above, even if you are vaccinated. So for 98% of us, if we catch COVID-19, we can recover by ourselves at home, just as we would if we had the flu. That's why we are shifting to relying heavily on home recovery. It will be the norm for COVID cases. You can get well in a familiar home setting without the stress and bother of admitting yourself into a care facility. If most of us can recover at home, it will greatly ease the strain on our hospitals, doctors, and nurses. It will free up badly needed beds for COVID patients who are at high risk of becoming seriously ill, especially the elderly. Of course, if you have vulnerable family members at home, you can go to an isolation facility to recover. I know many people still have concerns and anxieties about home recovery. They are fearful of the disease itself. They fret about the risk to the rest of their household. They also worry whether they'll receive adequate care and support at home should they get worse. I understand your anxieties. Let me assure everyone on home recovery that you will get the care and support you need throughout your recovery journey. Earlier, our service delivery fell short, but we have worked hard to fix this and put things right. If at any point you need to be admitted to hospital or a COVID treatment facility, we will get you there. Next, since COVID has become a manageable disease, we should now drastically simplify our health protocols. No more complicated flow charts. People must be clear what to do if they test positive or if they come into contact with someone who is infected. We also need to know what we can do ourselves. Each one of us needs to take personal and social responsibility. Test ourselves as necessary. Self-isolate if we test positive. Consult a doctor if we have symptoms. Knowing what to do, we'll no longer find COVID such a scary disease. Let's all do our part to keep everyone safe, in particular, the vulnerable ones among us.